It's time for Toronto's Top Line.
But unlike the maniacal Gilmore, O'Neill's competitive spirit goes totally AWOL at times. Sometimes it's only for a shift, sometimes entire games.
So you're saying replace shift with segments and games with show. And you've essentially broken down his broadcasting career.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
All right, one more show, and then we're off to Chicago, Illinois.
So is this technically our mail-it-in Friday, if we have to work Friday from Chicago?
Yeah, we're not going to mail it in on Friday, because we're going to be doing the show live from the draft floor.
Yes.
And then we're on at different parts of the night throughout the evening, all the way through the first round. Friday's a fun day. It's a long day. I'm hoping for excitement.
Are you getting excited? There's a lot of rumblings right now.
I'm always excited this time of year, but I just don't want to be disappointed. I want things to happen. And I know that the focus is on Vegas, and that's the way the league wanted it. Good luck keeping it all a secret. Every insider in the world is breaking news as we speak.
This whole roster is going to be revealed before anything tonight.
I can't imagine one surprise. I think all 30 players will be revealed before
tonight.
The award show tonight.
What the hell are they doing anyway? Are they doing the award show and then during breaks they're going to say, the Golden Knights selected these guys?
That's my impression, yeah.
Dude, I think that's a fail. Hashtag fail.
So you wanted a separate show?
Like maybe, couldn't you do 40 minutes or something, an hour before leading up to it, this is the expansion?
Do a half
theme?
An hour show and then lead right into the awards?
That would make sense to me.
I think so, too.
I'm with you. But I can't really criticize without knowing how they're actually going to do it. So to be fair to the NHL, I guess we'll wait to see how it plays out tonight. And then when it happens, we'll criticize tomorrow.
Well, you're going to criticize. But I'm telling you, I think from a guy, 2 months ago, where you're like, I'm not watching that. Why the hell would I watch the expansion draft? You're going to be front and center going, what the hell's going on here?
Here's a couple things on that, though.
Okay.
We just pointed out, I don't need to see the expansion draft. I know who's going.
Okay.
I just need Bob McKenzie's Twitter account, and I know who's getting selected tonight. They are breaking it down. Every 5 minutes, another guy comes out.
You don't know that if Mark Methot is taken and immediately turned around to the Toronto Maple Leafs, you'll go.
But here's the problem with that. My understanding is that's not being announced until tomorrow.
I know.
So the one thing that is exciting, they're not going to allow to happen tonight. That's what I don't understand.
They're going to release that tomorrow at 7:05.
Well, could you imagine this situation, though? You get selected by Vegas tonight.
Yeah.
You know you're getting traded tomorrow.
Okay.
But what? You're supposed to talk to the media tonight and be like, yeah, it's a real honor to be a part of the newest team in the NHL. Like, how do you handle that? Let's say you're Mark Methot, and by all accounts, reports are out there already. Vegas has taken him.
Right.
So he's not an Ottawa Senator anymore, but I think there's a pretty good chance maybe he gets flipped tomorrow. Yep. Where he goes, anybody's guess. But if you're Ottawa media, aren't you calling him tonight? If you're Bruce Garriott, isn't that the one interview you want?
Ian Mendez,
Ian Mendez, whoever it is.
Some of these players don't even know. I asked one player, I said, did they pick you? He's like, I'm reading it online just like you are. I don't even know. I think so.
That's today's world. These guys find out
now. That's what he wrote. He goes, this is the world we live in now. I'm finding it out on Twitter, like you.
These guys find out how if they're traded and stuff by Trade Center on TSN. Like when Gino calls them or whoever, Dothy calls them. Like that's how guys are finding. Yeah, the sports horn is just blowing their phone up.
Mm-hmm.
And finally they answer. I think Marian Gabrick told me one time, he's like, I had this guy call me like 38 times. I finally picked up. And he's like, yeah, it's TSN. You just got traded to LA. Oh, okay. Didn't hear that. And it was right at the deadline. Like, that's how these guys, it's not like there's a, you wish there was a grand scheme, but the problem is there's loose lips. The White House can't even keep things under wraps.
And
you
that's
think the
truth.
NHL's going to do that?
That's the truth. That's why when LeBron reported late last week that Bill Daly, the deputy commissioner, had all the GMs on the phone and kind of read them the riot act, like, no leaks, we want this to be exclusive to the award show.
But there's different elements to it. There's agents involved, and you can't keep everybody quiet.
But the scary part is...
Well, exactly, though. But what's the point of even trying to keep it quiet when you know it's not going to happen?
I love the jersey reveals. Here's a leak of this team, then a leak of that team.
Everyone knows everything.
But here's the best part.
Bill Daly
read them the riot act and tried to keep them quiet. They reported about him reading the riot act.
Exactly.
And said, guys, like, we can't do this. Yep, no problem, we got you. And then they report about it.
But what are you going to do anyway if you're the leak? Well, what are you going to track a guy's phone and find out if a GM leaked something?
You probably could, but...
But what would you really do? What are you going to get him fired?
What would you do if you're Lou Lamoriello and George McPhee leaked that yesterday? Like, can you... Here's the thing. The one organization in all of the NHL now who has a cone of silence over them... is in this city where it's the biggest fishbowl in all of pro sports.
Yet, Dreger reporting, it sounds like Brendan Leipzig will be the guy selected.
It's not coming from Toronto's camp.
I can't imagine.
It's coming from Vegas' camp.
It probably is coming from Vegas. Maybe Leipzig knows or his agent knows.
Yeah.
Who knows how that all happens. But
isn't that hilarious, though? Like, that we live... In a city that's the biggest fishbowl, people are hockey crazy, they love the team, and Lou and his group have the biggest cone of silence all over it. And they've been successful for 2 years doing that now.
Well, that's the truth. When you win games, people will leave you alone. The media, I mean, it's just puff piece after puff piece because what kind of negative can you drag out of what this Leaf executive branch has done over the past year and a half? They've hit grand slam after grand slam.
Yeah.
Who's going to write a negative piece? You can't.
No.
You know, you can get disappointed about the cone of silence, but guess who doesn't care about that?
Lou.
The fan base.
Yeah.
Well, and the listeners and the readers, they don't care. That's not their job that it's affecting. It's affecting insiders and columnists and reporters and all that kind of stuff. I guess indirectly it affects us because I would love to know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to see the GM when Bill Daly was reading in the riot act texting Bobby Mack while the meeting's going on. He's telling us to keep things quiet.
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. They're all down in Vegas. Bob is down in Vegas. If Bob walks up to one of them and says, who got taken?
What are you thinking? Yeah.
They're probably going to tell him.
They'll probably lean. If not, they'll tell him off the record. And Bob is very good at protecting his sources. Like, Jeff, you say this all the time. If Bob says there's an inkling of something, like, he's not just pulling that out of the air. Like, when he says, I suspect this will happen, this is happening. So the fact that Bob McKenzie was tweeting at 2 a.m. Vegas time, as I woke up to his little, like, he had 40 texts or tweets in a row, would he be the only guy that you would believe of a tweet coming out at Vegas at 2 o'clock in the morning, that he's not greased and just talking gibberish?
He could have been doing it at a club or a bar, and you never know.
Really?
You never know.
Bottle service?
He's not.
You never know.
The point is he's not waking up going, what the hell did I tweet out last night?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't you...
That was the hockey Bible last night.
But would there be any other person in this world that would be in Vegas at 2 o'clock in the morning... tweeting out, and you wouldn't wake up going, geez, what, because I know it wouldn't be me.
I'm with you, man. No, Bob's on the case. You know he's down there doing work. Like, he joined us yesterday, and he was like, it's too hot outside. I'm here doing work. I'm trying to find out what's going on. And this is inevitable. This is the point. This is the world we live in right now, that the NHL, you cannot possibly keep it quiet. So why even try to keep it quiet? I'm not... You know, the reveal, I understand if you own the TV rights or whatever, you're sitting there saying, can we try to make it more exciting tonight? It's never going to happen.
Right.
It will not happen.
I think the league is trending in a little bit. Now, I'll say in a small percentage direction, and the only way I can point to it as evidence is when somebody gets signed. Think about when somebody signs, it takes, 2 minutes for somebody to figure out what the terms are? 8 years, $7 million, whatever. Some teams are being progressive, saying, we just signed player X, 5 years, $6 million a year. That's it. Like, that's, and why wouldn't you? Because you're going to find out eventually anyways. Like, you see that line, terms of the deal were as per club policy were undisclosed. And then our insiders go, yeah, Pierre sends a note or Bob sends a note, 5 years, $6 million.
Well, even the Leafs have stopped doing that dance. Now, they announced the term, the number.
You?
What's the point?
But
exactly. There's no point in trying to be silly about it. You're just wasting people's time. Get it out. And that's actually a sign, too, of where the media is going here. Control your own news filter.
Right.
Or filter your own news. Like, have your website break news. Why allow a different company to get that click on their website? Just reveal it yourself.
Sure, well, Bobby's loving your comment right there.
No, but that's what's happening, though.
That's
why is Gary Lawless going to Vegas? Why is what's his name going to
Scott Burnside?
Dallas. Scott Burnside, because they're sitting there. It's like the Players Tribune, the website. The players are saying, "Why allow other people to write my story? I'll write it myself."
Yeah, and you can have your own spin on it too.
The media world is going. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to get there completely because MapleLeafs.com is not going to do anything that will piss off Lou Lamoriello. That's why you need TSN and Sportsnet and these other companies, because they're going to give you unfiltered news and news maybe that the league doesn't want you to hear about.
Yep.
But in terms of what you can control and what's going to get out there anyway, like dollar amount on a contract,
well,
just write it in the press release. Put it up on your website. Who cares?
It's going to
get out
point.
Anyway.
So even if we're looking at, you would love 100% transparency, maybe you're at 2 or 3%, but maybe you're trending in the right direction. That was my only example of where it's at now compared to where it was at, let's say, 5 years ago. And you wish that it was a lot more, but it's not. And this is, do you think the league has a missed opportunity here? Have they missed an opportunity to gain a little bit more by keeping things under wraps or having a cone of silence?
But how do you do that, though? That's I think it's the opposite, Noodles. I think they're making themselves look silly by trying to keep it under wraps. It is impossible to do.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you think the league has missed an opportunity here by trying to do that instead of saying, have at it? Like, let's because I think George McPhee would be better served of having him saying, yeah, I'm talking to Lou Lamoriello. Got some stuff in the works, you know? And all of a sudden, that starts driving prices up, speculation, like all hell's breaking loose.
Well, I don't think they told them to not say that. I mean,
right.
But they've asked specifically when it comes to the team being picked not to be
right
out there in the public sphere. I mean, they didn't say George McPhee can't address the media or whatever, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there is a perfect world scenario. This is, in many ways, uncharted territory. It's a different process than the previous expansion team. So
here's what I've been dying to ask you. Is that enough? Is Stoner and left-handed shot, I'm drawing a blank.
Shea Theodore.
I thought that's a pretty good deal.
And Bob, in those tweets, had a bunch of different news items in there, but I thought what really stood out to me was the pledge between Vegas and whichever team they do a deal with.
Right. You didn't like the pledge, did you?
Well, I didn't like the word pledge.
What it meant, like, I'm going to try to break it down as easily as I can. Essentially, what McKenzie was reporting was, if they worked out a deal weeks ago, in this case it was don't touch Manson, don't touch Vatanen, take Clayton Stoner, and we'll give you Shea Theodore.
Right.
Anaheim
Clayton Stoner, was he even playing for them?
Well, that's the thing. It's a nothing player. He's not going to contribute to Vegas. He's got no long-term future in Vegas. You can't imagine he does. Shea Theodore has the chance to be an okay player. But the pledge was, once we've worked this out, Vegas told Anaheim, you can't trade anyone else. That's going to affect what else will be available to us with the other teams. So Vegas essentially just shut down the league. If you want to work out a deal where we don't take this guy, you also can't do anything else until we say you can on Thursday at 8 a.m.
Right.
And that is a missed opportunity, in my opinion. But I'm not sure how you can legislate that out of George McPhee's hands. I mean,
yeah, they paralyzed a lot of moves that ran through Vegas. In essence, you could circumvent it a little bit, but why would you? Because you're waiting to see when the dust settles with Vegas. So I read that too. I interpreted it like that, but I thought it was a pretty decent deal. Like, I like Shea Theodore. I actually do. And I think that's a pretty good piece to give up. Stoner's at the end, but I get that. But that's a pretty good piece.
But I do think you could do better because, let's be honest, what is Theodore in Anaheim? Lindholm, Fowler, Vatanen, Manson are the top four. Montour is their fifth up-and-coming guy.
Yeah,
Theodore is, at best, their sixth defenseman. At best. And he's just breaking into the league. You're telling me you couldn't... Upside, okay. But you're telling me you couldn't get a potentially better deal than that? I think you probably could. And I also question why Vegas wouldn't gamble on that, because I was going back and forth with Ryan Bolta, who works down here. And Bolta, his read on the situation, I think he's got something to this, is that these teams were telling Vegas, if you don't take this deal,
right,
I'm going to trade these guys so you can't get anybody. But I don't think that would have happened.
Right.
Why would Anaheim trade Manson and Vatanen just out of spite to Vegas? Vegas is only going to take one guy.
You're
so going to lose both of them. And a lot of teams in the league don't have flexibility. Right. They couldn't take on guys they had to protect because they already had their own issues or cap issues or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that would have been the case.
Well, I question why
Vegas is like, yeah, okay, we'll just take Shea Theodore.
Well, I don't think it's
and we'll work on your
him.
Terms.
I think just because he's six on a really deep team, he's a four somewhere else. Like, Theodore plays in the four spot on the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I think he's got to prove himself. He doesn't have enough NHL capital to suggest that that's definitely the case.
I'm saying from the... Let's just say he's available to the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'd have Theodore in the top four. Me, personally. I've seen him play live a few times. I've watched Anaheim quite a bit. I like him, and I think he's a really good player. So I don't think it's just like a consolation prize, a circumventing thing. You're right. He's number six with the Anaheim Ducks, but that team is really stacked. I think he's better than Carrick. Like, he would be, like I say, he would be four for me. Behind Riley, Zaitsev, Gardner, I think Theodore would play in the four spot.
Okay.
That's not a bad spot. Like,
no.
That's not a bad player. That's the only thing. And I agree.
Well, and someone texting in, even if that is the case, they still had to take Clayton Stoner.
Yeah.
So it's like...
That's probably a salary.
But exactly. Aren't you doing them a favor already? Like, you've got to take a guy on,
but,
and you take their sixth defenseman to help them out.
But Theodore's not... wouldn't have been eligible for the...
He didn't have to be protected, but still, you're trying to entice them if you're Anaheim. Like, here, this is what it is, but you've also... It's almost as if Anaheim was the one with the upper hand, and what I'm saying is I don't buy that.
Right.
I don't think that would have been the case. And this is where I'm conflicted, though, to be honest with you. I don't think Anaheim should be penalized because Vegas is in the league anymore.
Right.
They drafted and developed all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I'm being greedy here as a fan because I want to see movement. I'm not even saying it's the Maple Leafs that have to get these guys. I just was anticipating and hoping all of this craziness would break out and we'd have an interesting league for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But this pledge has, quite frankly...
So you were hoping a lot of other teams swooped in and did other work.
Absolutely. I was hoping Dumba was in Montreal today, Manson was in Colorado, and Vatanen was in Toronto. You know, that's what I was hoping for.
You're hoping for all
Van Riemsdyk's in Anaheim. Like, that's what I was hoping for. It was movement because it's interesting.
But now
it's just kind of...
I think we're still going to see a lot of movement.
I think you're right. I think things will happen.
Unfortunately, but, like you say, it's stalled movement. You're sitting there waiting for, okay, Thursday at this time, it's going to now... Like, instead of, like, organically, it's almost like they press a start button and go, okay, now you can talk this. Now you can announce that. Like, and does that tie to TV a little bit? Like, we have to be honest. Like, they have to have an award show. They wanted a unveiling for an expansion situation. You have to think of ratings. You have to think of, so TV's probably involved in this conversation.
Oh, of course they would be. And they deserve to be. They pay a lot of money for that.
Yeah.
I'm not taking a run at them for that.
No, not at all.
I'm curious to see how it plays out, and I think, again, it's kind of an antiquated approach that you feel like you can't control the news when it's been proven countless times you can't control the news.
Right.
But I will give them credit for one thing that did come out of the news today that I think is hopefully proof that this league is taking a page out of what the NBA has been doing for years, which is promoting star players and rivalries between players as opposed to between teams, because it came out today that the Leafs will open their season in Winnipeg, And there isn't a long history of Toronto versus Winnipeg. No. I mean, Winnipeg didn't have a team for 15 years.
Right.
But this is all about Line A versus Matthews on the biggest stage, opening night. I think that's smart for business. I mean, sell the Stars as opposed to selling the teams. That's right. Always,
I think that's on purpose?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Really?
You don't?
Yeah.
Why I kind of think it has to be, doesn't it?
Why would you have Toronto and Winnipeg other than Matthews versus Line A? Like, there's no rhyme or reason.
Which is player versus player.
Exactly. That's player versus player.
Like, when it's Leafs versus Habs, Leafs versus Sens, you're paying homage to history and rivalries. And listen, I get it. I enjoy that. But I think this feels more like LeBron versus Kobe opening night.
Right.
Are we going to the peg?
I don't know. I doubt it, but...
The only other team
this
that
is
I
Matthews
could,
versus Laine. I think that's a smart move.
The only other team I thought outside of the Habs was Buffalo, because you could sell it. Buffalo, your rival, Eichel versus Matthews, that type of stuff. But I think it's a good call. I really do. I'd love to see that matchup. You know that there'll be a lot of fanfare around it. Laine's a guy who will say something to, you know, leading up to the game, will be tracked. I think it'll be great.
Well, it's star player on star player. Like, don't sell me on anything else.
No,
it's not Hellebuck versus Anderson or Maurice versus Babcock. This is all about
Matthews and
two
Laine.
Star players that made an impact right off the hop that yep. they're expecting to continue to be impact players for a long time, and star players that you can revolve your marketing campaign around.
Yeah,
I think it's smart.
I can't stand the people that, as soon as the draft is over, they're like, is it October yet? But I will admit, I'm kind of jacked up for next year already.
I'm not. I've had a long year. I need some time off, man. Like, I'm excited.
Oh, I know.
To watch
I need the
games,
time off. But
like, maybe 2 weeks in, I'll be like, all right, let's get this rolling. You know why I want things to get rolling in free agency? Because I want to see how teams shape up. Because I'm looking at certain teams and going, you need a lot of work. Other teams, yeah, a little tinker here. I'd like to see where guys land. And all the rumblings and rumors about certain players, you know, is Duchesne going to get moved? What's happening in Colorado? Like, is Joe Sakic off vacation yet? Or is he, like, what's, you know, I want to see some of these organizations try and get better, not just organically, try and make their team better through trades and free agency. That's what I'm looking for. Like you said, Hayes, you want moves.
Yeah, I want moves. I mean, look at the NBA. Dwight Howard got traded last night.
Dude, I'm sorry, but at this point, that's irrelevant.
He's a big enough name, though. I'm with you. He's not much of a player anymore. He's kind of a poisonous guy in locker rooms, and time has passed him by in terms of being an impact guy. But it's a name. It's better than talking about Brendan Leipzig being claimed by Vegas. Isn't it? I mean, and you got rumors that Jimmy Butler is shutting down trades to Cleveland.
Well, there's an obvious reason for that. Wouldn't you say?
I think so. I think he knows LeBron is walking after next
year. That's right.
And Cleveland will be a wasteland in 2 years, and he wants nothing to do with it. There's another spicy meatball out of the NBA. Stephen A. Smith reporting on that Porzingis rumor. this is quite the report. We'll play that. We'll get into it later in the afternoon. Jim Popp will join us, the Argos GM. Argos opening up this weekend down at BMO, taking on Hamilton. You know, a lot of Ticats fans will make the trip down the QEW, so hopefully a lot of Argos fans get in there as well. We'll catch up with him, tee up the season with him, and we're tracking what's coming out of Vegas all throughout the afternoon. And TSN 1050's coverage of the expansion draft is brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Test drive the superior performance of a Subaru today. Overdrive continues on the TSN Go app. Someone from Ottawa texting in, probably a big Mark Mathot fan, saying, Hayes, you're just sour because the Leafs are so quiet. You are fake news.
No, he's right. You are sour that the Leafs are quiet, but you're sour that everyone has to be quiet. That's fair.
Exactly.
Quiet, quiet, quiet.
I don't like quiet, quiet, quiet.
Quiet, quiet, quiet.
I'm not a fan of that. I think the more noise, the better for your product. And yeah, listen, I'll admit, better for me, better for the three of us.
Yes, it is.
But we'll see what happens tonight. And tonight, history will be happening on behalf of the Maple Leafs, because we all believe Austin Matthews will win the Calder.
Yeah, that's a long
time. And that hasn't happened in a long time. in the city.
What isn't the is it the lock of the century for you on the heart?
No, I don't think it's a lock.
Yeah, I don't think it is, but I think
Matthews is a way bigger lock than McDavid winning the heart.
I think there's, when looking at all the awards, I think Matthews is the really only lock.
I agree with you. Although, maybe Bobrovsky, you're up for the heart. You have to win the Vezina.
Yeah, the Vezina is a lock. Kidding. The Vezina's a lock, too. Even Brayden Holtby came out yesterday and said, this guy, Bobrovsky, needs to win.
If you're up for the heart, you have to win the Vezina.
Absolutely.
I think him being up for the heart should hurt Tortorella's chances of winning the Jack Adams. Because the league is saying, look at Bobrovsky.
Yeah, but then the league will say, well, look at Matthews on Babcock.
Okay, but goaltenders clearly factor in much bigger than a guy who plays 18 minutes a night.
I think a lot of people think that Erik Karlsson's going to win the North. I don't think he is. Yeah. I think Brent Burns is going to win.
That, which would kind of be, we'll get into it later.
We'll get into it later. Ray's coming up later in the afternoon. We'll get his take on the awards tonight. Jerry's percentages coming up later this afternoon. Argos kicking off their season this Sunday down at BMO Field. Hamilton in town. Jim Popp, the GM of the Argos, will join us in 2 minutes. Jerry's percentages around 5:05 this afternoon. We had to move some things around, so Jerry's going to move up, too. It's busy time for Jerry's down in Vegas and...
Yeah.
Be in Chicago, I believe, tomorrow. Quick turnaround, man.
It is.
Vegas to Chicago, though, there is going to be some hungover members of the NHL party.
Yeah, there'll be some people that are struggling.
There are some NHL executives and media members that are going on a run because they got to Vegas on like...
Probably 2 days ago, maybe? Yeah. Plus, they were in Nashville a week and a half
right
ago.
From Nashville. You were from right from Tootsie's.
And the NHL teams have been in Chicago all week.
Oh, yeah. It's on like Donkey Kong over the next few days. It'll be on this Sunday as the Argos kick off their new season with their biggest rival. Hamilton is in town down at BMO Field. You can hear the game right here on TSN 1050. Kickoff at 4 p.m. Watch it on TSN and check it out on the TSN Go app. Apparently Mitch Marner is going to be down there.
Yeah, and the cast of Letterkenny.
You're a big Letterkenny guy.
I'm a big Letterkenny guy.
All right, here's the new GM of the Argos. We've caught up with him in the past, and I'm sure he's excited about kicking things off officially on Sunday. Here is Jim Popp. What's happening, Jim?
Hey, I'm just stuck in traffic right now, but...
Welcome to Toronto. Welcome
to Toronto. I'm in the studio with you guys. Yeah, sure enough.
So are you just kind of learning that that's an issue in Toronto, or were you aware of the traffic?
No, I'm very aware. As much traveling as I do, I come across places that you just understand you're going to be in a lot of traffic. This is obviously one of those places.
Well, we're looking forward to getting you in here, I believe, next week. But you might want to leave BMO around 12:30 to make sure you get up here on time because it's a dicey scene in the city. Are you feeling reinvigorated? I mean, new year. You were in Montreal for so long, and it gets going for real as an Argo on Sunday. What are you feeling in terms of energy and emotion?
Oh, I tell you what, I'm so happy to be here, and it's been exciting from the day that I got the call and the club came to visit me down in the North Carolina and then me being able to convince Coach Trestman to come on board. It's been a lot of fun. We've really worked hard at it, but great crew of guys, great coaching staff, and we just got to get it done on game day. But up to this point, we've really had a good time.
You just mentioned Coach Trestman. You're reunited with him. Talk about your relationship with him and what do you think he can bring to your team.
Well, I mean, Coach is so even keel, level-headed. We talk the same talk. We believe in helping individuals as human beings and teaching them the right way and use football as an avenue and try to get that carryover on the field, have that positive energy and teamwork and great locker room but pay attention to the details and if we do all those types of things right, then you're going to have a great chance of winning.
With Jim Popp, GM of the Argos, they kick off their season Sunday at 4 p.m. at BMO with Hamilton in town. I can imagine this would be an ideal situation for a new GM. You're coming in at the same time as a new coach, a guy you're familiar with. I'm not sure you've been in this situation before, though, where you've taken over a team where there was a coach already in position, an incumbent coach. GMs always say the same thing when they're asked. When they take over a new program and there's a coach in place, they say, oh, I'm on board, man, and we're going to give him ample opportunity to prove that he's the right guy. Because you're not in that situation, can you be honest with us and tell us that that's a just complete lie from GMs, and when they do take over, they're not really on board with the coach that happens to be there at that time?
Well, I'll tell you this. I do think that everybody always tries to make things work. When you don't know personalities, and sometimes even if you're the GM and you hire your own coach and you think it's the right choice, that sometimes it doesn't mix. But, there's always a funny situation there because everybody knows that one or the other didn't hire each other, and they probably have other people in mind, or they may not want things done a certain way that the other individual's doing. But you do try to make it work. I've been in this situation kind of the opposite way. I've had owners tell me who the head coach was going to be because they wanted a certain person. And I'm pretty easy going. I can work with a lot of people and different personalities. You do try to make it work, but it isn't the easiest thing. And it's a much better situation when you go out and you hire the person you want to hire. And then you know a little bit of in and outs with them, or you've worked with, especially when you've worked with them before, you know how you function together. You just see and know what each other's moves are, and it's very simple to come to solutions.
With Jim Popp, Argos GM, they kick off their season Sunday with Hamilton in town. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050. Watch it on TSN. A lot is being made of the turnover, not only with the GM position, the coach position, but, of course, the player personnel. But for me, I mean, it's all about one player, and that, of course, would be Ricky Ray. He's had so many health issues over the past couple of years. That's where my primary focus is at. I mean, if you guys are going to turn the table here and turn it quickly, coming off 5 wins and a disappointing season a year ago, Ricky's got to play 18 games or real close to it. How concerned are you about his recent health concerns and the idea that he can overcome them and have a great year this upcoming season?
Well, you guys know. I mean, you guys have played, and several of you have played, professional sports. You know, there's only so many things you can do about injuries. You can't control it all. But at the end of the day, I know Ricky feels great. He feels as good as he has the last 3 years. You hope you can keep him on his feet. I know Coach Stressman formulated a system in Montreal that kept Anthony Cavillo on his feet for 5 years and probably extended his career by 4 or 5 years. So that's the goal here. When you have a guy like that that will be a Hall of Famer, there's a lot of confidence in the room that if he is playing, that we got a great shot of winning any and every game you step on the field in. It's just a lot of confidence. The one thing that Coach Stressman does do, whether it's Ricky Ray or the other quarterbacks, he prepares them extremely well. And whoever does step on the field typically functions the offense really well. And it's always difficult when we go through training camp to ever cut a quarterback because most of them perform well throughout preseason. So, again, with the whole attitude and the going into the game is very high when you got a Ricky Ray under this, right there playing quarterback.
Argos Ticats this Sunday down at BMO, kicking off the new season. Kickoff at 4 p.m. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050. Watch it on TSN. We're looking forward to it this weekend, and we look forward to getting you up here in studio next week and doing this week in, week out. Thank you for today, and good luck come Sunday, Jim.
Gentlemen, thank you. My pleasure. Let's have a bunch of fans come out there. We appreciate it. Thank you.
There he is, Jim Popp, GM of the Argos. Don't forget, the tailgate is back for another season, opening 4 hours prior to kickoff. $4 beers and drinks will be ice cold. Food trucks kicking around as well.
Talked about the traffic in the city. I'm sure they want to get off to a good start to get traffic into the building.
Yeah. Well, food trucks and beer will do it. You go down there.
Some wins will do it, too. I mean, that's five wins is tough to sell. They had an awful year last year.
They did.
That's why they had the turnover, and Pop is in, Trestman's in. Ricky Ray's got to stay healthy. A lot of players changing roles.
You've got moving parts, but you're right. A win helps soothe everyone. But you want to create an atmosphere. We talked about this last year. You want it to be a place to go once a week, and if they're on the road, obviously not, but where you can get down there and it's affordable, plus Have a few beverages.
Get a buzz. It's a cool place to watch a game.
I agree.
Mitch Marner will be down there. Do you believe he'll wear jorts again?
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's his summer uni.
Jorts day in, day out. Every public appearance, he's wearing jorts.
I think I'm in the process of looking for jorts.
Are you going to be spotted on the Magnificent Mile wearing a pair of jorts?
I don't know.
Because you won't be with me and this guy if you're rocking jorts.
They may not be flattering.
So if I wear jean shorts, you're not going to walk around with me?
Absolutely not.
They may not be flattering for you. I'll be honest.
I got a beef with both of you guys, potentially. If you wear jorts, you're out of the circle.
Yes.
Noodles, I believe, is upgraded to first class.
He went Mark Masters on us.
Yeah. All of a sudden.
I fly 100 times a year, and I told you to check in.
We checked in, but we're in the back with the regular folk.
You know why? I used upgrade points. I could do that. If Steph was flying, she'd be sitting with you guys, too.
I don't know if you're a team player, man. This is like a Yoko Ono moment.
What did I say to you guys
yesterday? Masters Nation.
What did I say to you guys yesterday? Give me your information, and I will check you guys in, and I will get it sorted out. Both of you are like, nope, we're good. We'll do it on our own. Guess where you're sitting? With the back and the chickens and the goats.
Right, we're back with the pigeons.
Front. I'll have a nice breakfast, a little bit of a nap, and that's it. I'll move on, and when I land, I'll be waiting for you guys at baggage claim.
It's a smart move, because I'm back with this lunatic who doesn't like to fly, and if... You know, we run into some turbulence.
Craig's
kicking around.
Craig Button flies 150
exactly.
times a year.
An upgrade. You know what upgrades are for? It's for the riff.
Right. the so-called first class
hold
people.
Hold on a second.
Thank you, Craig. You're a man of the people.
We'll be talking hockey in the back.
I'll guarantee you Craig has upgraded at some point in his career.
I'm going to give you all the inside intel.
There you go.
Craig's going to make our weekend easy, and Noodles is going to have to struggle up.
Well, what happens after our show? If you guys want me to go my own way, then that's fine. I've made a nice reservation for us.
That's right. You're on top of things. I'll grant you
that. That's the one thing, is being organized. You can actually plan things out.
We should start a poll. What is more likely to be the Yoko Ono moment of Overdrive?
Right.
O wearing jorts in Chicago or Noodles moving up to first class?
Him wearing jorts. I admit, I told you guys I was going to upgrade because... And it's not even available. On the way home, I'm on a wait
list. It's all good, man. You got the bad back. You deserve it.
I do have a bad back.
Oh, and I'll sit back with
but
the
it's
people.
Not like the seats are any different back there.
I'm a man of the people. So is the O-Dog.
The whole plane is going to be full of NHL people anyways.
I know.
That's the best part.
The worst part.
It's the worst part. Because I'm a sleeper on the plane.
So what if you're sleeping with your mouth open? And
that's
making
exactly
a bunch of
how
noise?
I sleep. I sleep
Dude,
like a disaster.
If you sat on the window side and I was in the aisle and I wanted to talk to you to keep my brain off you, I would punch you right in the face if you went down.
I'm telling you, man, I will be asleep before the wheels go up.
Really? Well, you're going to be up early because
I got to drive further.
You don't have Nexus.
I don't have Nexus.
Like, well, that's why.
What? You got Nexus? Do you have Nexus though?
No, this guy doesn't have Nexus either.
What the hell am I going to have? I almost said the F word there. What the hell do I need Nexus for?
You forgot we were on air. You just about swore.
Yeah. You almost had a Keith Hernandez movie.
Exactly.
Let's hear our boy Keith.
Can we have some Keith?
Oh my
God, find Keith one more time. We need some Keith here. To loosen Hernandez? Up, you know, add some levity to this hour.
Well, Roark's been getting his tits lit.
Really has.
Roark.
It's going to be a really nice trip. Very exciting. And... doesn't even focus on when we land in Chicago, we're going to be talking like some serious hockey talk.
I hope
it's
you're right,
be pretty
Noodles.
Exciting.
I hope you're right.
Deep dish pizza.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some Chicago popcorn.
Oh, yes.
We got to take a break and we come back. We got to touch on Marian Hossa.
Yeah, we'll get to the Marian Hossa news.
Yeah.
Because now Daly's come out, Bettman's come out. Because people, the conspiracy theories are starting on what's going on with Marian Hossa. So if you missed out on that story, we'll tell you about it. Amin El Hassan will join us, ESPN NBA analyst, on the craziness surrounding the NBA right now. And Jerry's earlier in the hour than usual.
Right.
Jerry's generally around 5:30. We'll catch up with him around 5:05, 5:10. Overdrive continues on the TSN Go app. Brent texting into 10:50:50. Bad news, boys. I'm planning a trip to Chicago in August. The Jays are at Wrigley. That'd be a great weekend to go down. Midweek, whatever it is.
That'd be awesome.
But I looked into the bike bar, and they shut her down.
No way.
Apparently, it is a non-gi. The bike bar in Chi-Town.
I'll Google it right now and see if I can
Out of commission. So no jorts and bike bars for the boys.
Well, Steph's making a pair of jorts right now as we speak. For
I love how we just have Wranglers hanging around.
They,
like, what universe are we in here?
I don't know, but if if there is some sort of a brush fire, he could run right into them.
I'm only wearing cool ones. There's cool ones, like Marners.
So Marners are cool all of a sudden.
Now we think Marners are cool.
I mean, Mitch Marner's cool.
I just don't buy it, man.
Mitch Marner's a cool dude.
I'm a fan of Mitch Marner, you know that. But jorts? Non-gi. All right, we're going to get into all of the NBA rumors out there. We'll get into this Marian Hossa story as well. He's not going to play in this upcoming season for Chicago, what it means for them, what it means for him. Jerry's moving up a bit. Around 5:05, 5:10, we'll catch up with Jerry. So we'll get to all that and much more coming up in hour two of Overdrive right here on TSN 1050.